All right, folks, welcome to Nino's Corner, Fluff Tube Edition. We're going to try to keep this so G-rated, the best G-rated we can do. I'm here with Alpha, and I'm here with Juanito. Juanito, can you hear me? El hombre, el Juanito. Listen, we're going to be talking today about the reveal.
I'm here.
And already this year has been, it's kicked off to be explosive. We got aliens at the mall. Am I glitching, guys, or can you hear me?
You're good now. You glitched for a second, but you're
did
good.
I? Yeah, I said internet unstable. Yeah,
it was anyway. It was before the alien glitch.
Yeah, the aliens are taking over my computer. Before we get started, get your noble gold, folks. This is a Fluff Tube edition, so I got to read an ad. Global financial storms might be raging, but thousands of investors in precious metals with noble gold investing are smiling. They know that whatever happens, their investments will be safe from turmoil. Protect your savings from market volatility. Volatility, is that how you say it? Volatility with the Noble Gold Investments IRA.
Volatility.
Volatility, all right. IRA and claim your free gold bullion coin. Talk to a Noble Gold Investments expert today, and they'll talk you through the process and your options. And if you qualify, they'll guide you through the whole process. Call 877-646-5347 today and take control of your financial future, folks. Or visit noblegoldinvestments.com now. Noblegoldinvestments.com. Hit the link below. How do you say it again, Juanito?
Volatility.
Volatility.
It's like what you have with teenagers when you don't give them the keys to the car.
Volatility. How come I have a problem saying that? Volatility. Hey, yo.
On your paper right now, just write the word ball and then put lil and then titty.
Hey, yo. All right, so
not volatility. That might have something to do with those gummy bears you were talking about.
I woke you up for this, Juanito. Hey, I was pretty good at the spelling bee, you know.
Oh my gosh, I gotta tell you.
All right, let's get this party started. We're gonna do a small segment here on FluffTube, and then we're gonna move it over to go deep on ninoscorner.tv and Rumble, and I'm sure Alpha will put it on his as well. Let's first start off, Juanito. We've been hit with a lot of spiritual attacks lately, man. And I just want to get your, and before we start this, I want to see if you're in agreement with this. I put my five picks for VP that I think could be in the running. Do you want to hear them?
Yeah.
Okay. I got Flynn. I got Michael Flynn, and a lot of people were already going in on me on that one. I got Michael Flynn as one. I got Tucker Carlson. I got Ben Carson. Wild card RFK and Vivek Ramaswamy, which I don't think so. I think he's a WEF guy. But I didn't think about it. But number six would be Kerry Lake. Do any of those ring a bell to you at all?
Well, I mean, every one of them has their own unique thing. The one thing is, when you go into a commander-in-chief situation, you don't need a VP. There is no such thing as a vice commander-in-chief. Now, that doesn't mean, though, that we don't have a need to get a backup into play. And I don't know if we've really seen anybody emerge from the pack that the country is going to be in agreement with anytime soon. So the other side of the coin is that, we're in enough kimchi right now concerning the, who's going to even get on the ballot, that it's hard to imagine that we even have the process. Yeah. So,
so the distractions and the revealing are happening this year. I know you guys have seen it. I mean, already, if you see the infamous list, we can't say the name just by the way, but just say the infamous list. The infamous list is out, or it's surfacing. We got Cat Williams coming out, selling out P. Diddy, Cedric the Entertainer, Kevin Hart. I mean, the whole Hollywood industry, rap industry, we all know what's going on there now. They're talking about their parties, what they made people do. I mean, the whole thing is coming out. I mean, the dam is broken. And that's just another side of the coin. People haven't even weren't even expecting to be shown. So with that all happening, it's then all of a sudden, as that's emerging, boom, aliens are here. At the mall. Of all places, they're at the mall. They're not even in the sky. They're not even in the desert. They're at the mall.
Well, I mean, could you believe all the police that showed up in that incident? Seriously.
Well, I mean, was that real? I mean, is that real? I mean, it seems real.
Oh, no. I think one of my friends was a police chief, one of the top 20 major departments in the country. And he initially sent it to me and says, what in the world is this? And just because he knows they have contacts down there. And, you know, the problem you have when you have that big of a call is that everything else, doesn't matter what other crises you have in town, there's nobody to cover them. You know, you could have a significant car accident. You could have a different event. Let's say that you had another incident with a shooter. If somebody was setting you up, imagine that something else happens. Now everybody's on one side of town. Is that actually the wisest thing? So when you do an all-in call like that, you're really taking big chances. Did I lose you?
No, you're still there.
Oh, shit.
You glitched for a second, but you're still there.
Oh, okay. Okay. I didn't realize. Maybe I'm on the Wi-Fi here, so maybe that.
Yeah, maybe don't walk, go walking.
But
down.
No, if you've got all of. Oh my gosh, I can't even go for a walk in the morning. Give me a break. Anyway, I can't believe it. There we go. It's giving me trouble.
You got abducted?
There we go.
You still there, Juanito?
Yeah, I talked about the aliens. I didn't have to worry about Fluff Tube. I had to worry about the aliens taking me out.
So, I mean, we were talking about it last night, Juanito, and you said that it would be a masterful distraction with all the stuff that's coming out. I know we could talk about that more in the back channel, but do you think it was a distraction, or do you think that this was real? I mean, man, there was hundreds of police cars. Every time someone said they tried to film these creatures, they their phones went dark.
Well, let me just say a couple things. You know, that anytime they want to, they can go to everybody's cell phone in an area and cause any type of disruption they want. They can cause it so that you can't send video, you can't record video. They can go in and take out any photos or video that you might take within a specific time period. They can stop your ability in the camera to do any type of still or video image taking. So you could certainly have had this as even a test to make sure all the systems work the way they want them to work.
You know, the one thing that shocked me with this, you guys, you know, speaking from like a police officer's, you know, perception, let's just say if you wanted to argue that it was fake, right? That, you know, a false call, you know, because those calls come in. By the time that seventh or eighth officer arrives on scene, the guys have already determined that. So in this case, you're seeing 30, 40 cars, which I would argue means you probably even have allied agencies there. I don't know if their PD's big enough to have that many, you know, patrol units, you know, working at that time, maybe. But the fact that they all kept coming and coming, which means no one ever lowered the priority of the call, which to me gives it legitimacy to something, whatever that thing is, but it gives it legitimacy because everybody keeps showing up.
What was the reports on this? Was it like two or three of them or four of them? And they were like supposedly 7 to 10 feet tall, walk just strolling around the mall.
Wilt Chamberlain and his bros were out trying to get new shoes in one of the departments.
No, but really, what I mean, people said there's eyewitnesses saying that these things were enormous and they're walking around. They had gray skin. They were not human. I mean, but yet there's no footage. I haven't seen any footage.
Well, again, as you said, people, the claim is that they couldn't get any cameras or video to work. If you had a system-wide shutdown like that, that can only be three-letter agency type of intervention. That's not the local police department. There were other reports, and they're credible, that the Miami airport was shut down for a period of time, that all the aircraft were taken out of the sky over there. You wouldn't do that over sticks, people fighting each other with sticks. So what's the, you know, what's the truth on that? And, you know, let's put it this way. There was a lone gunman on 11/22 of 1963. Fuddy died, in a plane crash in 10 feet of water. What you have to understand is nobody's telling you the truth here. So the more that it's not being told the truth, the more the likelihood is there's a lot more to the story than you've understood. Well,
my question is, Juanito, if they wanted to steal the news cycle and take attention off that infamous list, then why isn't the mainstream media covering this? Why aren't they not allowed to take the reins and just go?
Well, you know, again, it's a black hole. It's a black hole. If you allow zero coverage, it becomes an even bigger story, just exactly why we're talking about it. And if you don't provide anything but a few nuggets of information, now the speculation becomes bigger than the actual event. Can I have a cappuccino, please? All right. Think about that. You've got everybody out there wanting to speculate now. That grabs your media attention. I don't know how else to say it. Very effective.
I'm going to show some footage here real quick of this damn thing. The only footage that's out there that I've seen so far is from an aerial view. I don't know if I can share the sound. I don't know if you could hear it, but you'll be able to see the beings walking from it looks like this guy's about 15 stories up or 10 stories up. If you can see, do you see the being walking right there? Right there? That looks like an enormous being. See it right there?
Mm-hmm.
That's the only footage that's out. Look at all these cop cars, and then there's this being right there. Bang! That is dwarfing the cop cars, and this looks to be 10 feet tall. I mean, I don't know, man. I don't see any basketball players this big. And in essence, I mean, I don't know.
On the court, you might see some guys that big.
I don't know. I mean, and then all the cops are. I mean, look how many that are there.
Can you imagine? Let's just speculate for a second. Imagine that you're one of those cops showing up at that scene. You grew up in an era where Terminator movies were just on the big screen, and you show up there. Are you living an episode of The Twilight Zone or The Outer Limits? I mean, think about those guys that showed up.
But you know all of them are going to have to start talking. What about the police scanners? Have we got any?
Well, the police scanners were shut off, too, is the report. I haven't heard anything countering that. That's why I had a chief police calling me.
You're telling me, Juanito, that it's so if this was used as a distraction, you're telling me that it wasn't a wise decision to give it to the mainstream media and let them run with it? Why would they try to cover it up? That's what I don't understand.
Let me say it this way, Nino. Imagine you're trying to do an illusion. Remember when we went to Vegas and the illusionist, who's a very, very famous illusionist, he requires us to put our cell phones into a box. And we can't have them till the end of the show. And nobody can have their cell phone out. They'll be immediately ejected. Why? Because you can slice it frame by frame and start to understand how they're doing the illusion, right? So what's the best way to do an illusion if you want to really hold it and not, you know, let it get bigger and not let it, screw you up? You would give just a little flavor of it, allow the verbal interpretations, and then let people run with it. In the way it works, and it's a hard thing for most people to get their mind around. Bad guys come into a city or a village. They kill 197 out of 200 people, viciously, horribly, in the most demonstrably grotesque ways, okay? but they leave a couple of mangled survivors or a young person, old person, somebody that can relate the tale to everybody else is in the telling of what happened. If everybody's dead, there's no terror anymore because you didn't really, nobody's there to tell you how horrible it was to, you know, mourn what happened and to repeat it over and over and over again. And the telling become bigger and bigger and bigger every time. That's the if you're trying to capture people's imaginations, you don't give them everything they want. And then even there, look, you've got four presidents, okay, all body doubles. You got earring guy, got can't trip and fall guy, you've got bicycle guy, and you got speaks well guy. If you're going to have illusions, you have to have be careful not to let them be, you know, too present all the time. That's why you do.
So I'm gonna guess this year we're gonna see a lot more of this. If they're going shopping at the Miami Mall, I'm guessing. What do you think, Alpha? I mean,
well, you know, the interesting thing is, you know, a lot of people were, when this was being reported, were trying to go to the Snap Map, and you know, especially in that area, there's always people snapping something. You know, where that somebody being bougie with their purse or something, and it was void. There was nothing there, even on the Snap Map, and maybe that's the reason why the officers kept coming on scene, is if their radios weren't working, you know, to communicate with dispatch or other officers. I mean, that could explain why everybody kept coming on scene. I don't know.
How many police were there? It looked like hundreds.
They'll go to an alternate channel. And once they had gotten it and headed out, that was the whole point. The scanners were they weren't using that channel to communicate is the allegation. So,
but do you believe that we're going to see a lot? It's going to get a lot more wonky this year, right, Juanito?
Well, I think so. I mean, there's so much at stake. The players that are actually in this game are concerned about keeping the public out of the negotiations, if you will, which power group is going to win the day in the end. You have the visible stuff with who gets on the ballot. And by the way, just so people know, because Kennedy is not running as a Democrat, he's not getting on the ballot everywhere either. And so there's a real race to get him on the ballot in enough places.
So why doesn't he bow out, man? I mean, to me, he's just causing division by this time, isn't he?
No.
I mean, wouldn't it be more patriotic for him just to say, you know what, it's a no-win situation for me. I don't want to take votes away from Mr. T, so no. Maybe I'll just step away.
Hold on, no. I have tremendous respect for why he's in the race, what he's doing, the conversations that are being had there. That said, I would not be personally voting Democrat, okay? I wouldn't be voting independent all the way 24/7. That said, his intent always was, he said from the very first campaign presentation, that he was trying to drive a dialogue where all the candidates would have a conversation based on what the Constitution says, and based whatever they were asking and promoting that the country needs to do and should be and everything else, basing that on a constitutional perspective. If you're trying to drive the conversation, you don't get out, you stay in. And that's what he's trying to do. And I will say this, that they're struggling over there within the campaign because it's so hard to get people to do things coordinated and work together. And then the money, you know, you get all this huge money, and shoot, just the security alone is off the charts because he's not getting Secret Service protection. He hasn't got that. And so with all of that in mind, though, Should he step out of the race? No, he's trying to have a conversation with the American people. I give him credit for trying very hard to get in there and do something.
Let's take this to the other channel because I really want to go deep into some other topics, and I know what we were planning to cover today. So there's a lot I want to get into. So I don't like to just dance around everything. So are you guys good with that? You guys ready to take it to the dark side?
Well, hold on a second. I thought we were at the gray side because these are giant grays, right? So we're going to the gray side. So now we're leaving the gray topic and going to the black topic and the dark topic.
The dark side. All right, I'll all right, guys. I'll see you right now.
All right.